Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a hot 10 minutes. We have Brian the Diamond all the way.
Hey,
all the way from Miami. I am so good. How are you?
I'm great. You know, it's always a good day when you come into Dr. K.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
Well, Brian is a huge TikTok artist. He's up on all the trends. I thought we'd use this time to predict and ask you questions and probe your brain and see what's trending, what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
How about a hot 10 minutes?
Let's go.
Let's do 10 questions.
Yeah.
All right. How'd you come up with the name Brian the Diamond? What does it symbolize for you in your content creation?
It was actually in seventh grade. I was talking to one of my friends and I had a different username prior. And then we ended up coming up with Brian the Diamond because I like the diamond because like I think it's such like an everlasting stone. And like if you have a diamond, you know, it's a diamond. But Brian Diamond didn't work for me. So I liked Brian the Diamond because it's like my name is Brian and I'm telling you like I am a diamond. Like I'm a
the
one
diamond.
Of one. Literally,
the diamond.
Right,
yes.
Right.
Question number two. What do you love about TikTok?
I like that it's not a very, like, it's not a platform that, like, it's difficult for you to be seen. I like that when I'm on my For You page, like, I see everyone and I don't feel like it's just, like, curated. Like, I love Instagram, don't get me wrong, but I feel like Instagram is very curated for a certain demographic or, like, it's not, like, all over the place. Like, I like that my TikTok is all over the place. I see everything.
What's a TikTok trend that you recently did that you loved?
I did one that I'm actually about to post with Aaliyah. The bitch, you know I'm sexy. Don't call, just text me. And that one's really, really nice because she just released a song and it was really, really good.
Oh my God, I want to do that one.
No, yeah, it's really, really good.
Mm-hmm. I love Tube Girl. I think she's
Tube Girl,
so
I can't
inspiring.
Do Tube Girl. That takes too much confidence.
What? You I have can't. The Tube Girl hair and everything.
Stop. No, I can't. I
want to see you do a Tube Girl.
Maybe I should.
You really should.
Maybe I should,
with your
right?
hair blowing. I feel it.
Right? And like New York, yeah.
Yes. If you guys don't know Tube Girl, you've got to check her out.
Right.
It really inspired me. What are you interested in to do this year? What are your goals this coming year?
So my goals this coming year, I have a lot of things in the work. I really just want to... I have a couple of things coming out, which are super fun, but I really just want to expand and do, I feel like it's such an open packed question. I just want to expand and do more, like touch different avenues, like podcasting and stuff like that.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's good to ask yourself once in a while, what are my goals this year?
Because right.
like, otherwise you're just living and you're not
you're
like pushing
not really
towards
pushing.
Something,
exactly.
achieving something. I know you give a lot of life lessons on your stories and your posts. Mm-hmm. What's an important life lesson for your followers?
Just because someone says something negative to you or says something negative about you, like on a comment or something, doesn't mean it has really necessarily anything to do with you. It's most likely a projection.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like a lot of people like have a lot of pent up anger and they'll see one thing that they don't like and they'll take all of their anger out on an individual when they were already feeling down and it's just projection.
Question number five, what's a good coping strategy for when the whole world is critiquing you and you're getting DMs about, like, I don't like you because of this and I don't like you because of that? How do we cope?
Just knowing that at the end of the day, no matter what others are thinking about me, I know what I'm doing. I know the avenue that I'm in and I know that I have love and support and what I'm, like, the type of person that I am. I'm not going to let someone drag me down because it can be very draining. Also, if you see a lot of negativity, don't sit there and read it. Like, don't do that to yourself. Like,
no.
Don't sit there and read
channel.
It. Change the channel. Right. Literally. Exactly. I don't want to, like, just know all of this negativity. Like, I personally, like, no. If I see a couple of negative comments, I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm done with that.
Question number six. Tell us some advice for feminine energy out there. If you identify as female, what's some advice for really meeting your feminine energy and projecting it and growing it?
Knowing that no matter what is going on in your like life, you got this and there's nothing wrong with being independent. There's nothing wrong with doing things and getting shit done, like girl boss, girl power. Don't let a man necessarily dim your light because you may be too intimidating. No, like continue on your journey because there's nothing wrong with being an independent, powerful, successful woman. I actually prefer it. Like you. Literally, I love.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Is it hard to keep a work-life balance? Any thoughts on that? Because sometimes social media can be draining.
I don't think so. I really enjoy what I do. So I think, like, for me, it's not draining at all. For me, I think it's a great privilege to be able to do what I do today. So I view it as a huge blessing, and everyone that supports me, every single person is appreciated the same. I think it's just a huge blessing. So I don't really get drained from doing it. No.
That's good. That's a mindset.
Right.
That's enjoying what God has given you in gratitude. Mm-hmm. And like,
most definitely.
I think that's huge. With your growing following, how do you come up with new ideas for content?
It's just my day-to-day life. So typically it's just things that happen in my day-to-day life, or like, so for example, I came in here and got the best facial ever with Dr. K. But I literally, that is like content. Like I'm showing the world like, oh wow, like this is where I'm getting a facial. You guys should come here too because it's really good. Also, I've been coming here for years. So I mean, you always hit the spot for me, but that's just like something that happened in my day. So like you, like, I feel like maybe for me it's different, but there's always stuff going on in my life that I can talk about. So for me, it's not necessarily like sitting down and coming up with content. It's just there. Like, I have to do this, I have to do that.
Yeah.
And it just comes up.
Who are some creators that inspire you?
I like Aaliyah. Aaliyah's Interlude. I really like Aaliyah. I really, really like, there's
someone whose feed you got to check every day to see what they're up to. Just curious, because I have a few of those too.
I think there's... not necessarily someone's feed that I have to check up on, but like people that constantly show up on my page. Mm-hmm. Like I don't really have like a set pointed person, but then also like these influencers are like my friends too. So like maybe that's why I check up on them and I like their content, but I really am into Aaliyah right now. Aaliyah's Interlude.
Mm, everyone check her out. Okay. And then tell me, 2024 is right around the corner. Everybody's going to start thinking, predicting. What trends do you see coming in social media, makeup, fashion, anything?
I think it's already kind of a trend right now, but people are getting really sick and tired of hate overall as a whole. Whenever I see someone being hateful on the internet, like in a video, like towards another creator, right? Like trying to drag this person, they're typically, in their comments, people are coming at them for just being negative and bringing all that negativity to the internet. Like there's already so much shit going on in the world that I just think people are getting really, really drained of the constant negativity on the internet. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be a trend where a lot of people that like have made a living off of just being negative and talking shit about people, they're going to start to really, really struggle because people are getting sick and tired of it. Like me personally, I do not like that at all. If I see hate or someone dragging someone, whatever the case may be, I put not interested. Like I don't want that energy to intertwine with my energy.
So important to curate what you see in your feed.
Because most definitely. Like
otherwise you just get blasted with image after image and email and news and news articles and violence and hatred, and you don't have to. You can actually turn that off and go to an inspirational page.
Most definitely. I love positivity, happiness, comedy. I love a laugh. Comedy. I'm not going on social media to hear you dragging this person because you don't like the way they did their makeup in this one video. Like, it's, I know.
Mm. And trend with beauty, do we see us going towards more naturalistic? We went through phases of a ton of makeup and a 20-step face routine.
I think lots it's up of in injectables.
What are people, what's coming?
I think it's up in the air. I think we're going into more natural, yet like we can accentuate certain features. Like look at my eyes, not my whole entire face is going to be like with a lot of makeup, which even if it is, there's nothing wrong with that obviously, but it's like I've seen a lot of accentuations, like look at my eyes, or look at my contour, or look at my lips, look at the way my brows look, look at my hair. Like I think it's going into natural, but then one standout-ish.
That's so true. That's kind of creative too. I love the creative aspect of being able to really like, you know, look down at one area and emphasize every fine detail.
Exactly. It's like, whoa, like her skin is glowing. And like, little did you know, like that was her goal. Yeah. She wanted it to glow.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, Brian is such a trendsetter. He really has his finger on the pulse of what is popular, and yet he's so organic and real, and like you will find him so funny and inspiring. I encourage you guys to all check out Brian the Diamond.
Most definitely. And if you have not been to Dr. K's office, babe, I don't know what you're waiting for. I don't know who you need to tell you this, but you need to come in. She is one of one.
You are too sweet. We have fun hanging out, and that's how it should be. That's how these kind of fun friendships should be. Mm-hmm. So check out Brian the Diamond, B-R-Y-A-N. And if you're ever in Miami, you've got to go knock on his door.
Most definitely. Thank you for having me.
That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.
Perfect.